Open up, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And this evening, we're having a conversation on the imposter syndrome, because it's that time of the year where we all start to panic. We do a little audit of our lives, the goals that were set for 2025. We start to panic. Sometimes we even get discouraged. But one thing that I've learned and I've seen in 2025 is there are a lot of people who did great things this year. There are a lot of people who took ownership of their lives and made decisions that needed to be made. And it opened my eyes to Wootsie. Everyone is powerful once they take that power back from wherever they lost it. And that is why we're having a conversation on the imposter syndrome, with the question of the evening being, which one is important in order to succeed? Intelligence or confidence? And you let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. And just to explain what the imposter syndrome is, the imposter syndrome, also known as the imposter phenomenon, is a psychological experience characterized by persistent self-doubt and the feeling that one is a fraud, despite evidence of their accomplishments and competence. It involves an ongoing fear of being exposed as unqualified or incompetent. And I think it's very evident sometimes in people who are always there for everyone, but never have anyone when they need it the most. So this person will fall apart and make so many excuses, you know, for not showing up for themselves. Because obviously, if you're showing up for everyone else, you won't have the strength to show up for yourself. And they will say, you know, I would have achieved a lot if not for this and that and that. And then you look at the people around them. A lot of those people are doing and achieving great things in their lives because of the influence and support that they get from that individual. So you see how they don't realize it, but what's happening there is kuna self-doubt. I evidence yokuthi lento unayo ikhona la kuye, unayo in their family, be it with their partner or their friends. They have evidence of what they can do. But yet, when it comes to now applying all of that to achieving their goals, prioritizing themselves and what they want to achieve, they start to doubt, Gutsi, they have what it takes to make their dreams happen. We're going to continue the conversation on imposter syndrome and why it's something that you might need to sort out as soon as possible if you feel, Gutsi, some of the symptoms I'm going to talk about are things that you recognize in yourself. But do let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. Which one is important to succeed? Is it intelligence or confidence? You know what to do. But for now, it's Rise FM with the soil. I mean, and you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And we continue the conversation on imposter syndrome, with the question on Facebook being, which one is important to succeed? Intelligence or confidence? Do let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. But if you missed it, I did define imposter syndrome or explain. Imposter syndrome, also known as the imposter phenomenon, is a psychological experience characterized by persistent self-doubt and the feeling that one is a fraud despite evidence of their accomplishments and competence. It involves an ongoing fear of being exposed as unqualified or incompetent. Now, the key aspects of imposter syndrome is, one, persistent self-doubt. Individuals with imposter syndrome doubt their ability and accomplishments despite evidence to the contrary. Fear of being exposed. There's a constant fear of being discovered as a fraud or of not being as capable as others perceive them to be. Undeserved success. People with imposter syndrome may believe their successes are due to luck rather than their own skills and efforts. Difficulty internalizing accomplishments. The struggle to accept and internalize their achievements, often attributing them to external factors or luck. Impact on various areas of life. Imposter syndrome can affect work, relationships, and overall well-being. And I think in relationships, it's very evident where you find someone who, every time they're in a relationship, they live in fear of the person leaving them for someone better. And you wonder, but if they say they love you, if they say they choose you, why would you think they're lying? Why do you think you're not enough? Why do you even want to worry about not being enough for your partner? Now, the symptoms is feelings of inadequacy and incompetence, a sense that one is not good enough or qualified. Fear of failure, a strong aversion to taking risks or trying new things, sensitivity to criticism, reacting negatively to any feedback or criticism, even if it's constructive. You see, these are people who, whenever someone says, hey, when I think umungenda so lana la, lendo la zamagenda inga pumelela, avelenja, I feel offended. No. They are not saying you are incapable of doing something all on your own and succeeding. They recognize where you're going with what you're doing, and they are just telling you how you can improve on some of the things that you might not be aware of that are standing in the way of you achieving exactly what you want. Now, burnout, working excessively hard to prove oneself, leading to exhaustion and stress. And I think the burnout ikhona kakhulu, both in our professional and personal lives. In our personal lives, you constantly want to prove that you are valuable in a relationship. You overextend yourself. You sacrifice and compromise for your children, your partner, and everyone to your detriment, simply because you feel unworthy of love. You always want to prove, Guti, you are worthy of the people that love you and are part of your life. You always want to do above and beyond, even if you know, Guti, nothing's in it for you. Simply because you want to prove, Guti, I also deserve to be here as much as everyone. No, relax. Relax. You are there, do your best, but relax. You see? So these are just some of the things that could have been a stumbling block for you as well, since imnyakuqalile, as far as you not being where you might want or might have expected yourself to be, as far as your resolutions are concerned. But do let me know on the station's Facebook page, Rise FM 943, which one is important to succeed, intelligence or confidence? I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment. It's SZH. Jesu Wasahafwe, with having confidence in everything that you do, Mfana Gambombi, Uti intelligence. Fezi Nebegalisiwe ga Kabisa Ludla Uti. Both intelligence and confidence are crucial to succeed, but in different ways. Intelligence can help you acquire knowledge, understand complex concepts, and make informed decisions. It's essential for problem solving, critical thinking, and adapting to new situations. Confidence, on the other hand, can help you take risks, assert yourself, and persevere through challenges. It can also enhance your creativity, resilience, and ability to connect with others. Hashtag Rise FM Evenings. Thank you, Bito. Ngiyabonakala ukuthi kuphendula Bito la. Ngiyavakala ngithi. Bobito, bashaya isikhonkosini, bakuchazela uvisise. But I think the one thing that we all agree on is i-confidence akumelanga isale. And noma ungaba intelligent kangakanani, you will never implement or apply the knowledge that you have to anything if you don't believe in yourself. If you always want someone else to come and validate ukuthi uyati, come and validate ukuthi you can do it. So it's very important for us to also work on that, both in our professional and personal lives as well. Because let's just cut, you know, we find ourselves being in situations where other people have more control over our lives and the direction, simply because we do not want to take ownership and have confidence in ourselves, in our decision-making processes, and just say, look, I'm going to make a decision all on my own without anyone influencing or telling me what to do. And wherever that decision leads me, I have the confidence to navigate it. Whether it leads me to a disaster or it leads me to success, it's my decision. I will cross that bridge when I get there, and I trust that I'll survive. So now is Kokosam. Whatever it is, lokhala ngayo, lesolinga hambi kahle, lesolungende, ngithi mina, take back your power. Be confident in yourself. Ngadiphendi kakhulu kulabanye bantu, whether emotionally, mentally, or physically. Because everything lies in you. It's Rise FM.